Trump team, the folks who screamed holy murder about deficits and debt, just announced today they would present a budget for increased defense spending. Let's see. Right now we have 54% of all federal discretionary spending going to defense. World military spending totaled more than $1.6 trillion in 2015. The U.S. accounted for 37% of the total. U.S. military expenditures are roughly the size of the next seven largest military budgets around the world, combined. U.S. military spending dwarfs the budget of the number two country, China. So, I guess we need more rockets, maybe. Or another aircraft carrier, or two, just in case we take on the rest of the world. Are you kidding me? Last time I looked, we had an epidemic of Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancers. Run down the list and tell the folks who have kin with those that we need to cut back on spending for cures and put it toward more bullets. Somebody explain to me this kind of priority when we're already spending more than a third of all global military expenditures and we can't win a war in Iraq or Afghanistan. Shoot me now. I'm sorry, but this is immoral. Trump states ad nauseum tweet that we need to take care of Americans. So we buy more bombs? We upgrade the nuclear arsenal? We build a new Star Wars defense? Who's kidding who here? Us Romans just keep piling up the garrisons, extending the empire, menacing the world. The current commander-in-chief wants to end globalization. How about ending the military globalization, partner? Trade pacts? Not so good. Military bases? Great idea. How about 800 of them? More than any empire in history. More than the Romans ever dreamed. Down the road from me, up in the salmonberry jungles of the interior, my neighbor Ronnie lives in a double-wide, pretty much gone to rack and ruin. His missus works up country in a hair salon, makes about enough to keep Ronnie in beer and off Medicaid. He's got a veritable armory in the back bedroom, ammo and pistols, hunting rifles, and even an illegal automatic AR-15. Who you worried about? I asked him the day he first showed me some of his prized possessions. I'm worried about the damn Muslims, that's who, and maybe you too. I'd worry more about me, Ron, than I would those infiltrating Koran brainwashed refugees I never seem to run into. Ron doesn't have health insurance, says he doesn't need it, never gets sick. His two-year-old Ford 150 with the gun rack in the back window probably eats up most of Carrie's salon wages, I'd bet. From our place some nights, I can hear him target shooting when the wind is right. Drives the neighbors crazy. They ask if it's legal to shoot guns out here in the wild, wild South End. Oh, it's mostly legal, I have to tell them. Just part of living rural. It's not only the rural yahoos that love to shoot guns and collect more. It's the whole damn country.